Saturday morning here at Rosie on the House, all across the great state of Arizona. We've just got tuned in, dialed up, a fabulous show for y'all. We are broadcasting live from the Maricopa County Fairgrounds at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. We have a full bank of callers. We didn't get to it the last hour. I promise we'll get to callers real quick here. Brian, Chris, Karen, Eric. We'll get to y'all. We're kind of covering the state today because down in Green Valley, one of our Rosie Certified Air Conditioning and Heating Contractors, Green Valley Cooling and Heating, is having an open house today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You've still got time to get over there. It's at 645 West Ward Lane. We've got Rosie on the House representative there, Ms. Jules Holsgrave, and she's there to introduce you to Rosie on the House, and all the team from Green Valley Cooling and Heating are there to introduce you to how they do business and the things you need to know about your home. That's at 645 West Ward Lane. Their number is 625-1234. Of course, the area code's 520. That's 625-1234. Green Valley Heating and Cooling. Open house today, 10 to 2, with raffles, food, and entertainment. And we're here at the Maricopa County Fairgrounds, and we've got food, entertainment, and education. What did you have yesterday for food, babe?
A barbecue.
I want to try and find that fried cheeseburger.
I haven't seen that. A heart attack burger or something.
Will you split it with me?
No. Not worth it. You go right ahead, love.
I got to try just a couple bites of it.
I think you better wait till after your presentations.
Okay. We are doing presentations on stage this afternoon here at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. And we're going to be talking about home security, things you can do in, about, and around your house to greatly enhance the security of your home, your possessions, your family, your estate, your castle. And then we're going to do another demonstration on simple little home improvement projects you can tackle yourself that if you learn how to do it, and we're not talking about anything that requires a very large investment in tools, you learn a couple of these little things, and on occasion, from now and again, it may save you a service call from a professional.
Or you may be able to farm yourself out to a neighbor, too. You might be able to make a couple of bucks on your...
That's your new learned skill.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, many times what we find out is when people get in the middle of these do-it-yourself projects, they find themselves a little bit in over their head. Maybe they don't have the right tool. Maybe they don't have the right skill sets. Maybe they don't have the right product knowledge. Well, you know what? Rosie on the House has you covered there as well, because we have gone into most of the communities in Arizona. I'm talking Tucson. I'm talking Casa Grande. I'm talking Phoenix. And I'm talking the Northern Arizona Quad City area, Prescott Valley. I'm talking Sedona. And we have started hand-picking contractors and screening them so that if you live in those communities, you don't have to worry about are you picking a good contractor or not. We've had people from Casa Grande, Eloy, Florence calling us for years. Rosie, we know you have a referral directory in Phoenix. We know you have a referral directory in Tucson. But not all those guys will either drive down or up to us. We're like in no man's land. You've got to help us out here. Well, we have built out the Casa, what we call the Casa Grande Connection. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com. Go to the referral network tab. It'll ask you for a pull-down menu. Do you want Phoenix? Do you want Casa Grande? Do you want Northern Arizona? Or do you want Tucson? Pick Casa Grande. You've got a complete listing there of some great contractors to pull from, guys that have been in the area doing great jobs for a long time. So we're here to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We do that by providing y'all great information every Saturday morning for free. We do that by providing you the number one rated safest contractor referral network in the entire state, rated number one the last 5 years in a row. And we do that by being the number one radio show in Arizona every Saturday morning. And we are every Arizona homeowner's tradition for 25 years. With all that bragging said, let's take a caller and see how they can stump me. Let's go to Brian in Sorita. Good morning, Brian. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, boy. I'm doing well. Doing better if I was down in Sorita. That's an awful pretty part of the state.
It is beautiful down here.
Man. What are you trying to get done around the house?
We noticed a few weeks ago some apparent water damage in our dining room downstairs. It's it's a spot about, it looks like it's along a seam on the ceiling where there's some bubbling on the drywall paper. And it's only about 1 or 2 inches wide and about 2.5 feet long. It appears to be right below a bathroom, in the master bathroom. So I don't know if it's, if it's some plumbing drippage or if it's perhaps a puddle of water on our tile up there that hasn't been sealed that could have leaked down through. The home is fairly new. It's only built 3 or 4 years ago, and it seems to be well built. So I wouldn't suspect any major plumbing issue, but I'm kind of thinking Arizona's pretty dry, so I don't know how much of a concern molding is, and just wanted to know where to start, who to call, and if I should immediately file an insurance claim or what the deal is there.
Well, Brian, I think there's another route you might take. The house is only 3 or 4 years old. Is the builder still in the area?
Yes, they're finishing up our development. They're closing it out, but yeah, they're in the area.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brian. If they're a good contractor and you grab the superintendent and ask him, look, can you come take a look at this? They're gonna respond in one of two ways. They're going to say, no, your house is beyond the 2-year warranty period. You're on your own. Sorry. Adios. Or they're going to say, sure, we'll come by and take a look at it. Now, if they say adios and you're outside the 2-year warranty, you are. In the state of Arizona, all licensed contractors are subject to a 2-year review from the registered contractors for everything they build. Should a problem develop in the first 2 years and the contractor not respond, you can go to the register of contractors. They'll bring an inspector out, make an investigation. If the contractor did something wrong, he's forced to fix it in that 2-year review period, or he loses his license. Many guys use 2 years and 1 day as the limit of when they come back and visit your home. But given you've got a contractor there that's done an entire subdivision, this may be an issue they have seen in maybe 1 or 2 of other similar homes with a similar floor plan, and they may be able to identify the problem right away. Generally, a water problem is going to manifest itself not only with peeling tape and paint and drywall bubbles, but it's going to manifest itself with a browned ring, a browned water stain.
Right.
That may be in the drywall underneath the paint. But, Brian, don't do anything until you grab a superintendent that's over there finishing the homes in the subdivision and ask him to just come put an eye on it and take a look.
And if he says, no, you're out of warranty, I'd say, hey, do me a favor. You know, even if it costs me a couple of bucks, you know, send somebody over here and open it up and investigate, and I'll pay for the repairs, you know, whatever it is, with your crews, so...
Yeah, they know the house better than anybody. Put them to the test. And more importantly, I'll tell you what you do. This seems to work pretty well. Tell them that you called Rosie on the house. And Rosie on the house made this recommendation to you, and you're wondering if you couldn't come over and take a look at it. Many times we have found that to be all the leverage a builder needs to go ahead and agree to do it, whether they were inclined to do it in the first place or not. Let's see if we can sneak in one more call. We've got Eric in Phoenix. His question is going to take a little longer to answer. So, Eric, I'm going to beg you to please hang on. And we're going to take Chris. It's a pretty quick little question to answer. And as we're clearing these lines, it opens lines for you to get in at 1-888-767-4348. Chris in Cave Creek, what is your question?
Good morning, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
My question is regarding heat pumps. I had my annual fall inspection. I've got 3 heat pumps at my home, and my aircon contractor is recommending installing a hard start kit, which is, a capacitor. So the question is, first of all, is that a good idea? And secondly, is that something I can do myself? I'm pretty handy.
Okay, Chris. How old are your heat pumps?
There's 3 of them. The oldest is probably 7 or 8 years old. The other 2 are about 4 or 5 years old.
Chris, you have not mentioned the name of your air conditioning contractor, and I'm glad, okay? Because I'm going to tell you that almost every heat pump made in the last 10 years already has a hard start kit capacitor on it.
Built into it. Yep.
Comes from the factory that way. Let's just call that a well-kept secret in the trade. What was your unit doing? What issue was he trying to solve?
He wasn't trying to solve any problem. He was just recommending it as a preventive measure.
What was he trying to prevent?
Well, his story was that it reduces stress on the compressor at startup.
Okay.
It does. It does do that.
It does to a point, yeah.
Yeah. But Chris, as old as your units are, I'm going to be very, very surprised if they don't already have that hard start capacitor on them. The manufacturers started including those right at about 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. You could certainly go online with the brand name of equipment you've got, contact the 1-800 service line, give them some model numbers, and ask them. And if you find out those units already have a hard start capacitor on them, I think that should raise some giant red flags on the contractor you currently have servicing your home. Someone, I'm getting the impression, may just be fishing for repairs. Now, I'll be the first one to cave in and say I'm wrong if, in fact, you do some research and you don't have the hard starts. But that was a solution that we used a lot.
Verify that you don't have them before you pay somebody to put something on.
There you go. Chris, we appreciate you trusting Rosie on the house for your home improvement advice. We'll get to Eric and any open line now that can get filled by you at 1-888-767-4348. It's Rosie on the house.